This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Audrey Raj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We are talking about how whether or not co-working spaces could be a solution to burnout. We've got some feedback already. Let's go over to WhatsApp first.
All right. Jessica says any type of getaway is nice.
Yes.
Fair.
Kevin Tan says better than nothing, better than sitting in the same cubicle every day. Faz Kamar says a company big enough to afford sending people away on these international co-working trips would have offices abroad for people to park themselves and work remotely from their home base. A smaller company who doesn't have such offices may not afford to send people away, no?
True.
Good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She also, he or she also says, a month away slogging in serene Bali may still not fix burnout if the workload and the work-related stress are still insane, like what Christine said.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Indeed, indeed. Over to Twitter.
We got one tweet, y'all. The birds are not very chirpy today. Michael says, it's not the only solution, but one of the solutions. To foster creativity, yes, but innovation, I doubt. And I think that's interesting that, you know, maybe new ideas might not come just because you go to another place.
I think the idea, part of it, is that you're surrounding yourself with other people who are in the same kind of situation as you. Mm. So I kind of disagree with that a little bit. I think innovation would come because you're surrounded by people who are both or all there with the same idea, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Interestingly, the startup, the three-year-old startup that's doing it, like you said, it's about 3 years of age. Mm. And some of the places that you can holiday slash work are, like we mentioned, Bali, Buenos Aires, Peru, Cape Town, Medellin, Marrakesh, Tuscany, Mexico City. And there's another category just called sailing.
So
how do you work while you sail?
Interesting.
A really good internet connection.
A really good internet connection, yes. Satellite phones. Okay, let's move on to story number two. This is all about whether or not you're scared to trade stocks. I know a lot of people are.
Yes.
This should take some of the worry out of it.
Yes. So this is an app called Titan, and it wants to be the easiest way to invest in stocks for a mobile generation that wants an affordable coach to guide them through the stock market. So Titan could basically put an end to stock market FOMO, fear of missing out. The app chooses the best 20 stocks by scraping top hedge fund data, adds some shorts based on your personal risk profile, and puts your money to work. No worrying about market fluctuations or constantly rebalancing your portfolio. You don't have to do anything, but you can get smarter about stocks thanks to its in-app explanations and research reports. So Titan's goal is to take things that aren't accessible in wealth management and make them accessible, starting with hedge funds. And this has the potential to democratize one of the keys to financial mobility. And because of this, it has also won a $2.5 million seed round from Y Combinator's co-founder Paul Graham and Gmail creator Paul Butchett.
Interesting,
so,
this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now it's launching an in-app. What it's working on right now, it's launching an in-app educational video, a couple of videos, in fact, so that stock market dummies can get up to speed if they want to understand where their money's going amidst all this financial news, right? For example, there is a two-minute video right now about Facebook's second quarter earnings just a couple of months ago, came out a couple of months ago, explaining why the share prices crashed 25%. So it makes you actually understand, you know, how what happens to companies and then how that affects the stock prices as well. And how does this whole app work? How does it work? What's the algorithm, right? Well, Titan uses the public disclosure of hedge funds to find consensus around the 20 best performing stock. With as little as $1,000, users can let Titan robo-manage, let's just use that word, robo-manage their investments for a 1% fee on assets. Users provide some info on how big they want to gamble, and Titan then personalizes their portfolio with more or less conservative shots to hedge their bets. So, and the hype around this app is because it's simple and it combines a sense of participation in the stock market. And this is why people expect this app to grow quickly. It sits between the apps that are already available, like your Robinhood or your E-Trade, which basically leaves you to fend for yourself. And then you've got your totally passive options like Wealthfront and Betterment, where you're so divorced from your portfolio that you're not even learning.
Right.
So people who use this app, on average, they check their app once a day and they kind of get some form of learnings and they can watch how their portfolio is doing. And, you know, unlike your traditional managed hedge funds, you don't need like $100,000 minimum investment, which is really too steep for the new generation of investors, right?
Is it available worldwide or is it just US right now?
I think right now it's just the US, but I have not actually seen if, you know, people can do it from other countries. But right now it's just managing the US, with most of the examples on the videos and everything catered to US stocks.
It seems to be an interesting way of getting people involved in financial management and stocks and shares, is the slight gamification of you know, stocks and shares.
Yes.
That's kind of what it is, isn't it?
And I like how this article, I think this was also from Fast Company, said that Titan is essentially a stock trading autopilot merged with a flight simulator, so you improve your finance skills without having to fear a crash.
Now, I remember having a conversation with somebody a couple of years ago about the idea of robo-trading and stocks and shares and algorithms and one thing or another. And I remember him saying to me back then, he said, part of the problem with picking the right stock and allowing a robot, for want of a better term, to pick these stocks, is that you don't get that kind of water cooler conversation that you would have with people in offices and discussion, and you know, that little snippets from, that you get from WhatsApp groups. Mm. And his thought was that that kind of disassociation with the human, you know, discussion was part of it was a bigger issue. And he said, you know, the best tips come from human beings rather than from robots. But you're already telling it what you want it to pick for you anyway.
That's true. But then again, I understand where that person is coming from. Because if you're a seasoned investor, this is the kind of thing that really gets your blood pumping, right?
It
really gets you going because, you know, you've got this tip and you think this is going to happen and you watch how it goes. But not everyone is in that kind of circle.
Right.
That they have people.
That's why I wanted to move over to Chris.
You know,
like
the new generation of investors, they may not have any awareness about financial information.
Hi.
But of course, they also want to be financially independent.
Yes.
And this is a great way.
I am hesitant about this. What I do like about it is the kind of educational aspect of this. I like the fact that they are taking the time to make these videos and actually explain what's going on. My problem is mainly that I don't know about other people my age or not, but my personal problem with kind of understanding the stock market and stuff is less the numbers themselves and more kind of the jargon and the kind of relationship, you know, that you see kind of like, you know, people can talk to me about bear markets and bull markets or whatever, and I don't understand the concept. It's a bit less about, you know, actually, you know, learning how to invest in things and more about I don't understand the universe that this is in. So I don't know if they're explaining all of that. You know, I don't know if they're explaining kind of how it works. But, you know, it's good that they're trying to have that that initiative anyways.
Mm.
The other thing that I'm worried about is that I feel that if you don't kind of make the choices yourselves, and if you let this robo manager kind of select the stocks for you or however that works, right? I feel like you don't learn as much because for me, I would be like, okay, and even the fact that it says like what the top 20 things, the stocks or whatever, I would rather just like, if I'm you know, as someone that has never really had a lot of experience with the stock market, I would just want to start off like really, really slowly. I'd just be like, I just want to do one thing, and then figure that out first, and then slowly kind of take it. You know, with this, it feels a bit like you're kind of rushing into, you know, investing in stocks that you might not actually understand straight away because the app does it for you.
Yeah, to address some of that, I think this is the kind of app that you would go to after you've done a little bit of research to find out what bear markets are and what bull markets are and one thing or another.
Mm.
I think this would kind of, once you've done your research, this might be a good next step. Rather than just hiring your own trader or doing your own trades online, and just investing, you know, $10, $15 just to see how things work out, maybe.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think this is the appropriate app for your first trade or your second or your third, but it's something of, I guess, an eye-opener into how to, like, manage a portfolio once you get used to it, and also what goes into stock trading and how stocks move.
Right.
So that is where I think this would be great, especially, you know, with the use of those YouTube videos to teach you.
It's interesting, actually, because a couple of years ago, there was when the whole Bitcoin craze and Ethereum craze was big. Full disclosure, I still have investments in that, and I'm still actually making a profit. There was a website called Iconomy, which does a very similar thing to this. What it does, it picks the top 15 or 20 performing cryptocurrencies, and then you choose how much you want to invest total. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it manages the portfolio for you. It's a very similar kind of idea. And what mm-hmm. it does is at the end of each month, it reassesses the prices of the coins and then gives you the option to then change your choices in your investment.
And also, speaking about cryptocurrency and robo trading stocks, a really good watch on Netflix is this series called Billions. Mm. It just opens your mind up to the world of stock market trading and what goes on in the background. It is a really good watch. Go check it out.
All right, we have to take a very short break. We'll be having a bit of a music break with The Faces with Ooh La La. When we get back, story number three is all about software bugs that could compromise a whole bunch of stuff with voting. Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.